And the happiest of Thursdays that could be for all Hank fans and family that may celebrate it.
It's why we love today.
Yeah, he's not going to say it today.
We're
at 98%, and I had my hopes up on the computer update, but now it says you're 100% there. Is that necessary to tell me that? This should just be proceed to the next step on the computer restart.
You know what? Either way.
If only these could be scheduled by maybe, you know, a department.
I love it.
I don't know. Just spitballing.
America.
At least we have a chrome shiny cactus in the building. It's the 25th day of the ninth month of 2025. 268 in, 97 left to go.
That's a lot of pressure. We got
36 until Halloween, 40 until daylight saving time ends. Today, otherwise known as the following, we got a healthy dose of these. Oh. National Lobster Day.
Ooh, do you like to eat the lobster?
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Don't like to pay for the lobster.
No kidding.
Actually, anything seafoodish right now. But at last check, lobster, not radioactive.
Well, that's encouraging.
Shrimp still very much evidently is. It is National Quesadilla Day.
Ooh, love the quesadillas.
So versatile. So wonderful. It's close to the burrito in my world. It's National Food Service Employees Day.
Have a lot of that under the old belt.
Did you go by the name Lupe?
No.
Should have. It's National Comic Book Day.
Yeah.
That's your lane, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do enjoy those. National Daughters Day. Salute.
I have one. Oh, so do you.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a daughter.
It is National, not really, National One-Hit Wonder Day. That's fun. National Schnauzer Day.
World Schnauzers.
Dream Day.
I have one.
And National Roadkill Day.
Do not eat that.
On this date in history, things happen. 1926, Henry Ford announced the 5-day, 8-hour work week.
You think he's proud of himself?
You know, 8 hours over 5 days is really not all that much. On this date, 1967, a little known at the time country singer Dolly Parton made her first appearance on the Porter Wagner Show.
Ooh.
Sang two songs from her debut album.
Atta girl.
She became a full-time replacement for the program's longtime singer, Norma Jean. Parton stayed on the show for 7 years and then, of course, became the Dolly we all know and love. There are two people probably in the world, only two, I would guess, that never liked Dolly Parton.
Who?
Norma Jean.
Yeah.
She got Wally Pipp. And I would assume Jolene. Yeah, somewhere out there. 1976, U2 formed. That's unfortunate. On this date in 1995, Ross Perot forms the Independence Party.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know that one of my daughter's teachers, she was raised in foster care, and she was sent to college by Ross Perot?
How about that? On this date in 2003, the Federal Trade Commission created the Do Not Call Directory. Well
done. Look at us now.
So well done.
No spam ever.
2017, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers play their last concert. 2018, Bill Cosby sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison. Spoiler alert, Puddin' Pop. Okay, now it's just showing me the Dell logo in the spinny thing.
No hourglass? I thought we were still in our hourglass.
I don't think we can even afford the hourglass soon. No, not yet. All right, here we are. Thursday birthday cakes. He's a singer. Teddy Swims is 33 today.
But does he float?
Boy, that's a great question.
I don't know.
Donald Glover is 42. Rapper T.I. is 45.
Yo, yo.
Hal Sparks, 56. Catherine Zeta-Jones, 56.
Mrs. Michael Douglas.
Will Smith is 57 today.
Going to Miami.
So is the Presidential Library.
I know.
Scottie Pippen, 60. Heather Locklear, 64. Mark Hamill is 74 today. Luke Skywalker.
I'm not your father.
Anson Williams, he's Potsy from Happy Days, 76 today. And Cheryl Teagues is 78.
She's so pretty.
With Mr. Catherine Zeta-Jones turning 81 today. Michael Douglas. They share a birthday.
That's so special.
All right, now it's just a black screen over there.
Oh, dear.
But it is a Will It Float
Thursday.
Things
are going great.
What goes in We'll find out next.